What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in Portmarnock, why not pop into the hotel? The Oasis Bar and restaurant below our studio here is fantastic. In fact, one of our listeners was having lunch there yesterday after our show. We popped down to say hello. So thank you very much indeed for popping in. And if you do pop in, make sure you let the staff know that the lads in Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, we want to talk about a WhatsApp voice note that we got. And the WhatsApp voice note is very self-explanatory, and this lady explains herself the topic that she wants us to debate. And as you'll hear at the start of it, she has asked us if we're playing it to disguise her voice somewhat. Have a listen, please, to this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy. If you're playing this, can you do the thing where you change the voice? I'm a bit embarrassed. I was looking through my, I know I shouldn't have, but I was. I looked through my 13-year-old boy's phone, and I found that he had been looking up pornography. Now, maybe I'm naive, but I was really shocked. It was his search history had kind of it showed that he was looking it up every day, kind of at the same time every day, in all different kinds of variations. And you know, I regretted looking afterwards. Anyway, I'm really concerned. I just, you know, that wasn't a thing when I was young. It just seems so excessive. And I'm reading all these articles about, you know, male violence and pornography and the link between the two. And I just keep, I mean, I had a nightmare last night about, you know, boy A and boy B with in that terrible Anna Creasel case. And, you know, I'm really concerned that there's no limits on this kind of pornography, and that it can be so extreme. I've said it to my husband, and he thinks that it's totally normal. It's just a part of kind of, you know, teenage life. Anyway, I'm rambling. Please let me know what you think, or if there's something that you think I should do. Thank you.
All right, 13-year-old son watching pornography on his mobile phone.
Vile. By the way, and I know you won't like this, Lydia. But you're to blame. You're to blame as well, and your husband are to blame. You literally gave him a phone that has full internet access, like most parents do. So what the hell do you expect? No, I agree with her. I think she was stupid giving him a phone with full internet access, okay? Or if you
he's
did...
He's 13, he's not 8. Yeah,
but if you did give him a phone with full internet access, you should have had a thing on it where you can monitor exactly what websites he's looking at.
But she obviously does, because she's...
No, she had to get his phone by doing that. But you can have apps that any website he visits you can see. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The damage is done, Lydia. That horse is bolted. You cannot close that stable door now. He is now, he is now being subjected to hardcore porn. And the thing is, when I was growing up, the only porn you would get is either from a blue movie that was handed down in class or something, or a magazine that was doing the rounds.
Because same difference, though.
No, it wasn't. The porn back then was not. And in fact, I'll tell you how I know that. I actually, about 2 years ago, I was cleaning out a room in my old house, my ma's house, and I found my old porn stash.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. It was magazines from when I was a kid. Didn't realise they were still there. And I said, for the crack, I'd open them to see. They were as, what's the opposite of hardcore?
Tame.
Tame. They were as softcore as you could possibly get. It was literally, the porn magazines then didn't even show sex. It just showed women with their bits hanging out. That was all it was. And as I was looking at the magazine, I was thinking, how things have changed in 20 years, 25 years, that now, no matter what your perversion is, if you go onto one of those porn sites like Pornhub, whatever your perversion is, it could be choking. I know a lot of people have choking as a perversion. If you put in a search for man choking woman, you will get porn of a man literally pulling a woman by the neck and having sex with her. And like, if you look at the Anna Creasel case, Boy A had, this is according to the news, had a sick interest in violent porn, which included searches for child abuse and women being forced to have sex with animals. Now, he should not have been able, what age was Boy A again at the time?
13, 14.
Yeah, he should not have been able to access that kind of shit.
That is to suggest that watching that influenced what he did to Anna Creasel.
No, we'll never know.
I'm not
a child psychologist, but it certainly didn't help. Because when you look at porn, degrades women. It also, and by the way, I've watched enough porn, so you know I'm not being holier than thou. I'm just stating facts. Porn is damaging. No matter what you say, porn is damaging because most porn is not loving porn. It doesn't show the way sex is had between a couple. Sure doesn't.
No, not really.
It shows a man basically degrading a woman as much as he can. And if a young fella who has a head like a or a brain like a sponge at 13 years of age is watching porn where a man is literally, and let's be brutally honest about it, the woman is lying on the bed and the man is coming all over her face. That is not positive.
Okay, well let's talk about this young fella. He's 13 years of age. I'm just looking at some of the messages that have already come in, and a lot of the messages are coming in saying he's a young fella, he's got urges, but he watches porn.
You obviously aren't parents, and nobody could be okay with this if you have kids.
It's not all part of growing up. You just said you had your equivalent porn back in the day.
But it wasn't the equivalent. That is the whole point. It was literally nude women. That's all it was. And if you were lucky, a blue movie where it was literally just normal. And by normal sex, I just mean a couple having sex. Nowadays, it's absolutely. Have you seen the porn that's around nowadays?
I don't watch an awful lot of it now, to be honest.
You know what's out
there. No, of course. Yeah.
You know what's out there, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's completely down. You should be worried, okay? You really should be worried. So what you need to do is you need to take his phone off him, and then you need to book him in for a child psychologist.
Oh, here, relax there, will you?
No, absolutely, to see if damage has actually...
Book him into a child psychologist?
Yeah.
And make an issue out of this?
Yeah, to see if damage has been done.
Here, that's a bit excessive.
No, it's not. Porn is damaging.
But then sure, every bloody 13-year-old is going to be going to a child psychologist.
No, not every 13-year-old looks at hardcore porn.
Most of them are. That's the problem.
Well, I don't necessarily. Well, that's down to the parents.
That's down to the parents.
Well, it is. You gave him the ability to be able to look at this porn.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
Lads, what's crack?
Good, Ross, not a bother. What do you make of this? A 13-year-old watching pornography on his phone. Jeremy thinks this child needs to be taken to a psychologist for evaluation. What do you think?
God, why does every child need to go to counselling? Like, they haven't even sat down and talked to the child first. First thing, anyway, take the phone off the child and put a parental lock on it. They obviously haven't done that. So, yeah, they're at fault for that. But the kid's 13. Kids are growing up a lot faster these days. Mm-hmm. So we have on the show a few weeks ago about a 17-year-old in a pub off with a teacher.
That's
the
right.
Kids are growing up faster these days. Like, it's not right. Like, we obviously don't know what he's looking at. And from her voice now, it sounds a bit extreme. From the way she's going on, but like, sit him down and talk to him. Like, the child doesn't need to talk to
him. Talk to him and say what to him. You're not to be looking at that again.
Ask him what's going on. Where'd you hear about this stuff? Like, it's obviously he's hearing about it in school with his friends and all.
Obviously, they're hearing about it when they're in primary school, let alone secondary school.
There you go. So, kid, like this, we had another child. We're talking about the child getting washed by the parents, or not getting washed, but in the shower, in the bathroom with the parents. Remember? A few weeks ago, we had that one as well. Like, you need to actually show kids respect. Sit them down and talk to them.
Okay, and he says, my friends are all doing it. It's no harm. It's only a bit of porn.
No, it is harm. That's why you sit down and you talk to him. No, it is harm. And then you go into the reasons why it is harm. You're sitting down and you talk to him.
Okay, so tell...
If you get the gist of it, then...
Okay, so this lady, Lydia, I know is going to be listening to this podcast. And she sent us that message with a view to getting advice. So your advice is sit down with her, with the son, and say, this is wrong, this is harmful. Tell me what she should say. What is the harm?
Well, like, you're talking about she obviously has the reasons, her reasons for thinking about the whole the Anna thing with Boy A and Boy B. So she's got her reasons for thinking that. So maybe she could talk to him about something like that. Like, I don't know what she's thinking. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, we don't know what she's thinking. We're only hearing what she's just said in that thing there. Like, she's got to sit down and talk to her husband as well. Now, he needs his head wobbled. He doesn't need his head wobbled. They just need to sit down and talk.
And no need to be dragging him down to a psychologist for evaluation.
Yet. Not yet. You'll get the gist of talking to the child.
No, you won't, because kids will manipulate you and they will lie to you, Ross.
And if you think that the child is manipulating and lying to you, then you go down that road.
But
if the kid actually respects you, if you have a good relationship with your child,
you're very naive, Ross.
The child will not lie to you.
Very naive about how children lie to their parents. He's not going to tell you exactly what he was looking at, and I guarantee you,
he won't tell you exactly. But if you actually have a good relationship with your child will respect you enough to talk to you.
But again, you need to rewind back. It's gone too far now. He has literally, that can of worms has been opened. He needs to sit down with a child psychologist to see what damage
and make
it
an
is
issue done out of this.
Yes, absolutely.
Make an issue out of pornography,
yeah,
which is the filming of sex scenes.
Not making an issue of it.
They've really got to sit down and just talk to him first, the parents.
Say what to him? I don't get it.
Just explain, like, what are we talking about? It's bad. Like, it's going to warp your mind. Talk to him about this. So respect him enough to do that instead of just going and shipping him off to a counsellor.
Jeremy, you obviously believe his mind is warped already.
Yes, it is warped, because he's been looking at this. Again, did you listen to her message? Did you see her full message, by the way, on Facebook? Yeah.
No.
Did you see how long he's been looking at this porn?
No.
For the last 6 months?
No.
Yeah. So 6 months he has been exposed to hardcore porn, and you don't think that's after warping his mind? All it takes is one video to warp someone's mind. That kid is screwed up.
It can do.
That kid is screwed up. He needs to see a psychologist.
You don't know the child to say he's screwed up, like.
Yeah. I just think that's making an issue that you don't need to make an issue out of. Dragging him to a psychologist.
They've got to sit down and talk to him respectfully first. If they think he's lying, he's manipulating us, there's more to it, then go down that line.
You can't ask a 13-year-old, by the way, John, not his real name, by the way, John, do you think you're warped by the images that you saw on your phone for the last 6 months? No, ma'am, I'm grand. Obviously, he's not going to be able to answer that question.
Well, they're not going to do you. Would you use those words?
Well, I don't care what words they use. The point is, the damage is done.
Drag him down to the psychologist and get him examined.
Yeah.
I just think that's a bit too ridiculous.
It's not a bit too much. Sorry, lads, I've actually got to go. Well, Ross, thanks very much indeed. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How is?
Well, Jessica, drag him down to a psychologist and get him psychologically evaluated.
Bring the dad as well. Why is the dad normalising it?
Well, the dad said, more or less, look, it's what boys do. Young teenage boys, it's what they do.
No, don't get me wrong. We were all curious once upon a time, but the stuff that this kid is looking at, this isn't curiosity, this is sick. And he needs help, or else he will end up on RT News for doing something disgusting.
Well, the fact of the matter is, and somebody just messaged us to say, all his mates are probably watching it as well.
Oh, and if all his mates were jumping off the liffy, would he do it? Like, no, they like, cop on. Like, he should. The fact he's even saying that in the mam and dad are like, oh, well, then if all your friends are doing it. Like, no, don't buy into that shit. Just say, what the fuck are you watching at? Tell him he's wrong, and then drag him down to a counsellor or a psychiatrist, because he needs fucking help.
He needs help because he's been watching pornography.
Adrian, it's not normal stuff he's looking at, though, is it? It's sick stuff. As Jeremy said, it all it takes is one thing, and how do we know he hasn't had these thoughts for longer?
Okay, she did describe the pornography that he's watching as hardcore, but
yeah,
we can all use
our imagination.
Okay, I get the feeling, though, that this woman has never watched porn in her life. That was the impression I got when listening to her voice message.
No, not at all.
But she said she went through the phone, so she would have seen what he's looking at.
No, I know that, but she was probably extra shocked by it because she had never seen that type of pornography before.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what like she found, but there's no way that you can tell me that it's actually just regular stuff he was looking at. I don't believe it for a minute. I actually think he probably was looking at hardcore shit, needs help before he ends up like that. Before he ends up on the news, like what happened with that Anna Craigle girl, he needs to see someone before it's too late.
He needs help.
It already is too late.
Okay, do me a favour, stay in the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. A 13-year-old boy has been caught with porn on his phone by his mammy. and she's asking what to do. The advice so far, drag him down to a psychologist and get him psychologically evaluated because he's screwed up now. Is that a bit over the top? We're back in 1 second.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Lads, can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm fucking amused beyond belief. I didn't realise you were going into comedy these days, lads.
Sorry, in what way are you amused?
I'm amused because the fact that these people, even on your Facebook, drag him to the pros. He needs help. He needs this. No, he doesn't. It's a healthy thing for children to be looking at things on the phone. When you see that they're looking at porn sites, yes, it's a little thing to be concerned about, but you know what? Unless they're looking at hardcore, depraved shit, then you need to be talking help. The woman never said he was looking at hardcore stuff.
No, she didn't say he was looking at depraved shit, no.
Yeah, so what the fuck's the problem? I as a father of five, and I would love to know, how many kids has Jeff there got?
That's a good question, Jess.
Don't give me that crap, Trevor.
Jess, you're entitled to your opinion, but I want to know how many kids you have.
Take a fucking guess by me answer. Don't give me all the shit. Oh, you don't have kids, or you don't have a fucking opinion, and you're just as bad.
Never said that. Never said that, Jess. I said you're entitled to your opinion, but at the end of the day, my kids who are coming up were going through the hormonal stages, and they would look at stuff, and I caught them looking at stuff, and I saw what they were looking at, and then that's it. They wasn't hardcore. They weren't fucking turning into serial killers. And stop bringing up fucking Anna Creed and let the girl rest in peace, for fuck's sake. Not everyone who looks at porn wants to have the instinct to go out and fucking kill someone. And Jeremy and Adrian... Do you realise how much porn is used in the world? Guess how much... How wide is porn used in the world? How much is it looked at?
Too wide, if you ask me. Too much.
How many serial killers do you hear about every week, Jess?
If you actually took a minute to read a few cases, Trevor, you'd see it's actually...
Yeah, but Trevor,
we're talking about Ireland, Jess.
Trevor, did you watch porn from a young age?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
Ireland, England, America, why does that matter, by the way?
I'm going to psychoanalyze you now, Trevor, because you are a classic example of someone who's been damaged by watching porn.
In what way?
Well, let me finish the sentence.
Come on, Dr. Dixon.
What age were you looking at porn from?
Well, like a good self there, boss. I had the porn mags as a kid, and then the internet came along, so whatever age you want to say, young enough.
So what age is your first...
And there was a few... And here's my age, lads. There was a few VHS tapes floating around the bay.
Okay. The point is, people who listen to this podcast regularly will know you have no respect for women. The way you speak about women like they're sexual objects, like they're bits of meat to be thrown away and discarded when you don't want them. You have an awful...
I don't believe I ever once said that.
You have
said... No, I don't believe you did either.
He's downgraded women quite a bit on this show. So, the point is...
No, I've degraded the women that have to come on to degrade me on live on the air. I've never degraded a woman in my life. I've never degraded my daughters.
The point is, without even realising it, you have a shit opinion of women, and I would say it's down to the fact that you were exposed to porn from such a young age.
No, I have a shit opinion of humanity, Jeremy.
Let me ask you, Trevor, then. A 13-year-old has been watching porn on his smartphone for the last 6 months. Should this mother be concerned?
Absolutely not. And I guarantee if you saw this mother, she probably has a big old fucking cross hanging around her neck, and she's grabbing her pearl necklace saying, oh my God, my child has been touched by the demons and the devils. Fuck off, your child is normal. At the end of the day, unless you're looking at the most depraved shit on the internet, then there's nothing really there. Because Adrian, let's be honest, man, there's worse things on the internet you're looking at. Like, you can find beheadings on the internet, you can find full-on rape on the internet. These are the shit that needs to be censored, gotten rid of, and never should a child see. Not a bit of light point. Explain to your child that's not what sex is. It's completely made up. It's all fake. and then your child will be all right. And unless your child has the predisposition to be a violent little fucker, like the boy A and boy B that you have consistently mentioned, then they won't be predispositioned to hurt people. A little bit of porn isn't going to make you into an evil bastard like those two little fuckers, right?
Okay, so stay there for 1 second, because Meg, you wanted to get involved in this. What did you want to say?
I just want to say something, Trevor. A couple of weeks ago, he openly admitted on your show that he was sexually active at the age of 11. So if he has been looking at porn for that long, he's sexually active at the age of 11. It's clear that it fucked up his head. He has no respect for women. He's a narcissist. He always comes down saying, oh, I do this to my missus and I do that. She only looks good for me and everything. Ask Trevor there, if he was to find hardcore porn on his daughter's phone, would you just say, for a lot of parents growing up, chicken, that's okay? Or would he fucking kill her? Because I know he would kill her.
Well, Trevor.
I have found porn on all my kids' devices, Adrian. I have keystrokers on all the kids, on all the devices. I know what they look up, and they know I can see what they look up. And I've only explained to them before that if you look up, I'm going to know about it, blah, blah, blah. I went into the whole details. And if they have looked up stuff, well, I'm not going to lose my shit over it, because you know what? I know my kids aren't turning into little evil fuckers that will roam this planet with the mentality of hurting other people.
Okay, so Trevor, do you believe... Do you believe that watching pornography is a normal part of growing up in this day and age?
Unless it's the most depraved shit on the internet, pornographic stuff that you can see, then yeah, that's the norm for these days. It was a norm. Sorry, Adrian, and I hate abortion. Sorry, excuse me, love. I'm answering the question there. Thanks very much. It was a norm in the 80s. It was a norm in the 90s with VHS tapes and porn mags. When you walk into the top shelf and buy porn mags in the shops, now it's just on the internet. What's the difference?
Well, Meg.
I just feel, I don't know, like, personally myself, I don't really have anything against porn, but if I was to find porn on my kid's phone, yeah, I'd sit down, I'd talk to them. Like, you know, it depends on
the context. That's all I'm saying, Meg. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, Trevor, like, your experience and you as an example is just not a good, like, you're just not a good example for production of other kids and everything like that, just the way you've been on previously. And I just feel like,
I'm not the one coming on the podcast saying, oh yeah, children need to be dragged to a psychiatrist and need to be drugged so to keep them on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, okay.
But no, that's not what you do. I'm the one talking sense here.
I agree with you there. I think it's a bit much to say, like, oh, they need to go to a psychologist or whatever, because, like, porn is readily available. Sure, look, right, I'm going to give an example. I'm in the early 30s. When I was a kid, that red fire vehicle was going around. I don't know if it's still around now. And, like, we used to always log on. There'd be Indians there, you know, like, showing off their bits, stuff like that. We used to flag it. But when I look back now to that friend group I had, like, all at the age of 15, 16, they were all pregnant, actually active, like, had kids and all that. I just don't, like, I'm going to protect my kids. I'm going to make sure they're not exposed to that kind of stuff. So I feel like the parents in question here, like, she said actually that she's been 6 months of content. Why didn't you check the phone before now? You know, that kind of way.
Meg, what about the what was said a minute ago, that this is part of the curiosity of growing up, of being a hormonal teenager?
Yeah, I do
agree to a certain extent. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit conflicted here. Like, I agree to a certain extent, but there's a lot of hardcore shit out there. Like, realistically, I don't know about Trevor's sex life. Maybe he does do this kind of stuff, but a lot of the stuff that you see in porn is about, like, the rape of women and stuff. It's not the lovemaking that relationships are all about.
I'm fully on board with what you're saying. I don't believe in any of what's in the in those films. As I told my kids, that it's all fake. That's not what love is. That's not how you have sex. And unless you're looking at, like I said, like the likes of rape or torture porn, then sorry, your kid is normal. You know what I mean? Unless he's looking at fucking torture porn, then no, he doesn't need professional help. And this is all blown out of proportion by the little muppets on Facebook that Dave and Jeremy have saying, oh, bring him to a professional, he needs drugs, he needs help. No, we don't need to drug our fucking children. That's just ridiculous.
All right, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second, Trevor, if you can, please. I want to bring in Neil.
No. Jeremy, there's no need to bring this child psychologist. You've got to sit down and talk to him, and you're probably going to say, well, what do you say? Well, I don't know. I was never in that position. But if I was in that position, like, you know, I would sit down and talk to them first. No need for a child psychologist. What's on the phone is there in front of him, and unfortunately, it's accessible. But people do watch that show. Unfortunately, they do. It's there to be watched. There's no need to bring out to a child psychologist. Normally what you do is, if you're getting bullied in work, you talk to the bully to tell him to stop. If that doesn't work, then you go to the manager and you get it sorted, if you can. So if you talk to your child and it doesn't work, then you take a different step. But I would, you know, a child psychologist, I could say more on this, but I wouldn't. Cheers, lads.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Jen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jen?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I want to know why a 13-year-old has unlimited access to the internet and was able to get his hands on that kind of stuff in the family home anyway.
I believe that most 13-year-olds, particularly when they start secondary school, most of them have internet accessible smartphones. Most of them have.
Definitely. But why aren't there parental controls on them? Like, there's free ones out there. My phone even has one built into it, and it's a cheap 200-euro phone. You know, it's nothing special. But do you get what I mean? Like, why is a 13-year-old allowed unlimited access to the internet?
Trevor, let's deal with that point for a second. 13-year-olds in secondary school shouldn't have unlimited access to the internet.
And as your co-host, and Jeremy, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, as you and this lady have brought up, the child should not have unlimited access to the internet, yes?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, what the hell do you do about friends' devices?
About which devices? But, friends don't sit around watching porn together.
I don't agree with you.
Oh,
I don't agree with you.
You're being very really delusional.
Do you do that?
You are really
delusional.
Literally grew up on the fucking streets, man, so don't fucking call me delusional.
How old are you now?
32, and I fucking had a 12-year addiction to heroin. So don't fucking tell me that I'm delusional.
All I'm going to say is, I know for a fact that I have spoken to my teenagers, and they have told me, yes, their friends have watched porn together, and they've shown videos to each other.
Hang on a second. That's a totally different kind. So they sit around laughing at it. They don't sit around masturbating together, do they? Because that's a bit
weird. When the hell is masturbating coming to this? All we're talking about is a 14-year-old watching this.
Jen, the fact of the matter is that if you have the tightest internet controls on your child's phone, there will be
somebody else.
Yeah, and then, of course, they're going to see it. But again, this kid, what the mother had said is that he's watching kind of darker and darker stuff on his own. That's what your post had said, was that the mother is very concerned that her son is what he's getting in, kind of deeper and deeper and deeper down into this.
Yeah, but Jen, this woman probably saw something like reverse cowgirl and then said, oh my God, that's not what I do. So this is really twisted stuff.
I don't think that's what she meant.
She's probably the most vanilla sex person on the planet, you know what I mean?
Hang on. You're making assumptions about it. You don't know what she has said. Is that she's
We're all making assumptions here, Jen. We're all making assumptions.
What she has, Adrian, what did she say?
She said,
exactly?
She said hardcore porn. Now, Trevor, don't make this woman out to be an Egypt. Everybody knows, yeah. Even my mother, who's in her 70s, knows what hardcore porn is.
There's a big difference.
Anything
above.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're a woman bouncing on a man's. A woman bouncing on a man's dick.
You have big surprises coming.
A woman bouncing on a man's dick is not hardcore porn. Even the dogs on the street know that, you fool. Yeah, you're like a fool of a man.
Yes, but anything outside that is considered hardcore.
No, there's a specific genre of porn called hardcore. Right, it's a specific genre, Trevor. You're the delusional one here for thinking that.
No, all I'm saying is you have to sit down with your kid and tell them it's all fake. It's like wrestling, it's all fake.
I totally agree with you on that matter. And I think people saying bringing the child to a therapist is off the walls.
Another woman agreeing with me, okay.
Yeah, not all women are against you, Trevor. Don't worry. We're not all bad.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Jen. We were talking about the help that this child needs, that he's going to be psychologically damaged as a result of watching hardcore pornography. Where are you on that?
If the parents let it continue, and it's not good for their mental health, I'll say that. But look, the father and the mother, if she's comfortable with it, they need to sit down with the kids and explain to them, just like what Trevor said, what you're watching is not real life. It's not healthy for you. It's not good for you. And we may have made a bit of a mistake in allowing you. They need to sit down with them and have a chat. Now, if that behavior continued and that kid was literally not leaving his room to the point of he had that much of an addiction to it, because it does end up an addiction. I know many people who've had a sex addiction and a porn addiction. Then I would be saying, okay, you need to get him further help.
Okay, but unless it's gone to the addiction stage, unless he's hooked on porn.
Well, according to the mother, he's been looking at it every day, nonstop, for 6 months. I'd say that's an addiction.
Every day, nonstop.
But not
nonstop.
But that's her words. So look at the message. Look, what does the message say?
Obviously, he's not watching it nonstop.
Let me read out,
what, on the bus?
I'm sorry,
when he's in school.
And Trevor, if you're still there, okay, so nonstop every day for 6 months, yeah? Hardcore porn. She used the word hardcore porn. Now, look at some of the things she says about hardcore porn. Now, I'm not even going to read them out. But one of them involves, let's just say, Jen, how do I put this without. It involves bodily fluids and bodily other things, if that makes sense, yeah?
Bodily fluids and bodily other things, whatever
that
means.
As in, people mixing. Jeez, how do I even say this? People
mixing. Spit it out, for God's sake. Okay, grown ups here.
Shitting and pissing on each other.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah,
that's concerning. Like, that is concerning. Like, if it was your son, like, I know both of you two have sons, don't you?
Yes.
I think, yeah. Like, if your 13-year-old sons, if you found out that they were watching that kind of stuff, what would you do?
I'd be seriously concerned. That's psychologically damaging.
Yeah,
you would have to ask anybody that derives pleasure from seeing one human being shit on another human being is warped. That's warped.
Absolutely. And right, so that is concerned. I didn't know it was to that level.
It's fairly hardcore. All right. I didn't myself, I have to be honest.
So you saw the message.
I didn't see the full message earlier on.
But I didn't want to read it out because some people find that deplorable, and it is deplorable. Some of the other things he was looking at, bondage porn. One video that he had on, definitely not going to read that out. Let's just say the man was using something other than his penis to put into the woman.
Okay, let me bring in.
But it's all grand. It's all normal.
Let me bring in Bill.
Great topic, guys. A couple of things. She should have had protection on the phone. If you hand it to a 13-year-old boy, you are definitely handing all the world's porn to a 13-year-old boy. And it's not necessarily the 13-year-old boy's fault they're going to look. We all would have done it, except in our day it was, Jesus, squiggly movies that you could maybe see a tit on. And magazines you might see with, things like that. How the internet and all of the internet, from your TikTok to your Instagram to everything, it works on a dopamine feedback loop. So porn is free. It's all out there free. Wonder why that is, right? So a kid with their kid brain starts watching it that early. They're naturally going to progress to feed the dopamine loop to see more and more and more hardcore stuff. Why do you think we have records of men now in their 20s needing Viagra and other erectile dysfunctional things, right? You weren't, back in the day, you weren't needing that till your 40s, 50s and on. So what's changed, right? How many women, and I'd ask them out there, are in relationships, right? And the relationship has gone absolutely sexless, but the man's still jerking it to porn, you know, going off. It messes with kids' head. I wouldn't give a 13-year-old marijuana. I'm a big advocate of marijuana. Porn's fine for adults. But, you know, they've made a mistake not locking down the phone. They should talk to the child, help them understand that that's not a natural way of how most sex happens, right? Most of the time. And then if it progresses, if they block the kid from doing it and he's still seeking it out and showing kind of addictive tendencies, then go to a professional for therapy.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Bill. Now, Joanne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joanne?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Joanne. 13-year-old watching hardcore porn on his phone.
I have a son around this age and he hasn't even got a mobile phone. They're too young at that age to understand the access, like his full access to the internet, and she didn't cop for 6 months. My son's PlayStation, which is connected to the internet, is connected to my phone, so I know exactly when he logs on and logs off. Like, she's an awful lot to answer. She left it go for 6 months and just decided now all of a sudden she's going to check his phone.
Okay, one of the arguments that I was making a minute ago is that most, not all, but most 12, 13-year-olds, when they go to secondary school, have a smartphone with full internet access. Most.
Well, because I said mine doesn't, and he won't be getting one, because I don't agree with it. I don't think at that age they should have full access to the internet. I don't think at that age they understand the responsibility that's in their hand of a mobile phone. Like, as I said, like, he's sitting there watching hardcore porn, and some of the stuff Jeremy described is absolutely deplorable at the age of 13.
Now, Trevor, okay, I want to bring Trevor back in. Trevor, some of the stuff that Jeremy has described is fairly depraved, let's be honest.
Well, you see, that's the thing. He never said any of that at the start.
No, and in fairness, Jeremy, you didn't.
Well, I didn't want to say it.
I'll give you that, Trevor.
Hey, Jamie, if you're going to bring up a topic, bring up the whole fucking topic, mate.
No, I didn't want...
At the end of the day.
I didn't even know that.
Some of that stuff you said...
I didn't see that full
Some
email.
Of that stuff you said, Jamie, was hardcore. Some of it's not.
So is bondage hardcore?
Well, no, that wouldn't be unless they're physically beating the shit out of a person again. There's certain levels, like, you have to understand, man.
Levels, me arse.
Joanne, one of the points that Trevor was making is that in the grand scheme of things, there's no real harm in a young fella watching porn on his phone. Now, maybe not some of the shit, if you'll excuse the pun, that Jeremy mentioned there.
Jesus.
But generally, if it's just porn, no issue. What do you say to that?
To me, I think at 13 is too young. It's 18 for a reason. Is my way of looking
I hate to burst your bubble, Joanne. You might not give your son a phone, but I guarantee you, he's seen stuff on his mate's phones.
He probably has, but I have
that. Well, there you go. So it's kind of defeating the purpose, isn't it?
But he hasn't got access. He's not sitting out on the green with his mates having a wank. The five of them are sitting there watching hardcore porn having a wank in the middle of the green.
Just because you're watching porn, you don't have to be wanking, all right? Let's get off that. We never even mentioned that at the start of this whole topic, but then again, Jeremy left out other stuff. But at the end of the day, if your son has no access to the internet, he has the minute he walks out his front door. And so do all my kids. That's why all my kids have smartphones.
He has got access to the internet, but I have parental locks on it. He has got access to the internet, but he has.
Yeah, Joanne, I hate to burst your bubble, love, but you can find your way around those things. My sister works for one of the top IT companies in Ireland and had all them blocks on my computer as a kid, and I still found my way because there were sites on the internet explaining how to get around all them blocks, which there is nowadays.
There is no secure
way. You just have to talk to your kids and tell them it's all bullshit. It's like wrestling. It's shit.
I have spoken to my son and said to my son that the stuff you watch, if you ever, none of it's real. It's the porn that's out there at the minute that young men are watching.
Excuse me too.
It's horrible, the stuff you can find. It's disgusting.
Yeah, some of it's nice to sit down and watch it with your partner.
Yeah, but that's not what the kids are going seeking out. Has this young kid has his mother has said that's not what he's seeking out. He's not seeking out a loving couple having sex like a normal people.
Yeah,
he's
but I never heard any of that said to this topic. At the end of the day, I would have changed this. I would have said he wouldn't either. But at the end of the day, there is levels. It's like drugs. Heroin is not the same as bloody marijuana. It's like smokes. Smokes are like the least of alcohol. You know what I mean? There's levels to everything on this planet. And at the end of the day, if your child has access to the internet, you can have all the security you want. They're still going to find a way to the porn channels. You just have to explain to them it's all fake. That's it.
But do you not think 13's a bit young to be sitting there watching porn?
Well, yeah, obviously I would. But as a father of five, like, I understand that they're going to find these things. It's my job to make sure they don't look at the most more depraved shit. But at the end of the day, it's also my job to direct them to realise it's all fake. None of that's real. That's not how sex is. And at the end of the day, if they go into the deeper, darker stuff, then I need to get them some help. But at the end of the day, porn's not going to make you into the most evil bastard on the planet like the boy A, boy B shit.
Well, I know it's not, but at the same time, young men at 13 and 14 watch that and actually think it's normal and think it's real.
Yeah, by the way, you keep saying it's fake,
Trevor.
Yeah,
but they're the ones that haven't got parents that are going to explain it to them.
You keep saying it's fake, Trevor. It's not fake. There's actual human beings doing these things in it. They're not blagging it.
No, it's fake when it comes to the fact that it's like normal sex. That's what I say.
No, but
it's not normal sex.
But it's not fake. It's not fake.
It is fake, Jamie.
No, it's not fake. It's not
fake.
You're
telling me every woman has an orgasm in a porno?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there are real people in these actually having them.
Yes, obviously they're real people unless you're looking at fucking anime, Jamie.
It's not a true...
But at the end of the day, it's not a true representation of what sex is.
It's not a true representation.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a true representation.
Not every woman orgasms when she's in porn, Jamie.
Yes, but a 13-year-old does not understand that. That is the problem.
And that's where the parent comes into the equation.
Let me ask you, Joanne, just to wrap this up, what will you do to ensure that your young fella never gets his hands on hardcore porn?
Hardcore porn? I had to tell... And I
any porn. Any porn. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to say it's not that he's ever going to watch porn. Obviously, I know he's going to find porn. I'm not naive. I'm not that naive and I'm not that stupid. I can't stop him from finding porn. Like, I can't. I can't physically do that. But... I monitor what my son watches every night. I monitor what he does. So I'd know straight off if he started watching people shitting on themselves and peeing on themselves, and then that'd be it. He'd have no internet. It'd be gone.
All right, but you are not naive enough to think that he won't get to see porn
I'm
16.
I'm not stupid enough to think, as Trevor said, like, he's not outside. If he's not here watching it, he's going to go out. His mate might go, oh, look at this. It's a naked woman. Or look at this. I found this video. I'm not naive enough to think he's never, ever going to see it by the time he's 16. I'm not that stupid. I can't shield him for a complete. But at the same time, I monitor what he watches. I monitor what he sees. I have access to everything he does. So if I start seeing depraved stuff on his spot, on his tablet or on the PlayStation, I can sit him down and I can speak to him.
All right,
mother should do.
Okay, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a couple of voice notes before we wrap this up.
Jesus, for once, I agree with Trevor. The parents are too quick to bring their kids to psychiatrists and fill them with drugs at an early age, which warps their mind even more, if you ask me. So I'd agree with Trevor. It's normal.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Darren. And this is Dara.
The only people that need to go see a psychologist here today is fucking Jeremy and Jessica. Oh my God, talk about extremists, if I've ever heard them. Calm the fuck down. And if you bring him to a psychologist, good luck to him ever talking to you again. He'll be so embarrassed and he'll never have a conversation with him. Get his opinion on it. He's probably just a curious teen. Yeah, it's not pleasant. But I mean, I do think it's probably something that most teenage boys are doing at that age these days. My God, psychologist. Go see a psychologist yourself, Jeremy.
They are, Jeremy. Go see a psychologist yourself.
Are they expensive?
They are. They are, yeah. Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's mad. It's something Irish people don't do. But my family in America, as you know, one of my godsons lives in America, and he said that like half his class are in therapy. Not mad.
Yeah, but that's the point that Dara is making. Class. It's ridiculous. There's no need for half a class to be in therapy.
Well, unless something very bad has happened to them.
But you think that mother should bring her child to a therapist?
Yeah, the shit he's after seeing. Once you see these things, you can't unsee them. It's very hard to unsee them.
So, and psychology is going to help, is it?
Well, I don't know. But Dara's not a psychologist. How does she know what's best for the child?
And she said, you'd be better off going to one.
Nothing wrong with me. I'm a very well-rounded individual. Thank you very much, Dara.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. The Opinions Matter podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we will catch you on the next one. See you then. Bye.